I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
ASL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and it's Thursday, the 17th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 62 degrees.
So far, our freeways are delay-free. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Riverton High School is closed today because of the coronavirus.
It will reopen for online classes tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
The decision was made late last night at an emergency meeting the Jordan School District after Riverton High School reported 16 positive COVID-19 cases. The school board had been advised by the Salt Lake County Health Department to allow only online classes for 2 weeks, but the board decided that online classes for everyone would be on for tomorrow. While crews perform a deep clean, then a normal schedule will resume on Monday. The school is in the middle of homecoming week, students in sports and clubs already quarantined, and what to do about extracurricular activities was not addressed at Wednesday's meeting. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
One person is dead following a crash on U.S. 89 at Crestwood Road in Kaysville. Investigators say two motorcycle riders were traveling southbound when the driver of a car made a left turn directly in front of them. Both riders struck the car. One of the riders was taken to the hospital. The other died at the scene. The driver of the car was not injured.
Rocky Mountain Power reports 150 customers are still without electricity more than 1 week after the windstorm. A spokesperson says most of their work right now involves reconnecting customers who have damage to the equipment on their homes.
Many Utahns are still waiting for their case to go to trial. The pandemic has put off in-person jury trials till next year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live this morning with more. Mary?
Tim, some attorneys and judges say their cases and schedules are so backed up it could be well into next spring before some defendants get tried by jury. The courts say in-person is the standard, but during the pandemic, they can have some trials conducted at least partly virtually if all parties agree. This week, though, another first-degree felony defendant said no to that. Daniel Young has been in the Weber County Jail since June 2019 on rape and attempted murder charges. The Standard Examiner says his jury trial is now scheduled for next March, almost 2 years later. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
There's high-level disagreement over when you can get vaccinated. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, CDC Chief Dr. Robert Redfield told a Senate subcommittee yesterday he doesn't think most Americans will have access to a coronavirus vaccine until about a year from now. President Trump responds,
I believe he was confused. I'm just telling you, we're ready to go as soon as the vaccine happens.
Dr. Redfield suggested the supply would be too limited to give everyone the shot. Major flooding is what Hurricane Sally leaves behind on the Gulf Coast.
Everything out here is totally underwater.
It's now a tropical depression moving slowly across South Alabama. More than 500,000 power customers without electricity from Mississippi to Georgia. One storm-related death is reported. The August Complex Fire in Northern California's Mendocino National Forest has burned nearly 800,000 acres, by far the largest in state history. But it's the other fires around the state that have proven deadly.
I just want to express our deepest condolences to the families that have lost loved ones.
Governor Gavin Newsom, 24 have died in his state. And Japan's parliament has confirmed Yoshihide Suga as the new prime minister following the resignation of Shinzo Abe over health issues. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about the June 1st clearing out of protesters near the White House.
A military whistleblower revealing federal officials inquired over email about using sound cannons and another non-lethal device known as a heat ray against the crowd in Washington's Lafayette Square Park. The device would have emitted a beam of energy that feels like skin on fire. The whistleblower, an Army National Guard major and Iraq War veteran identified as Adam DeMarco, spoke to lawmakers last month as part of an investigation into the use of force against the protesters in in June. DeMarco also telling lawmakers federal officials had stockpiled approximately 7,000 rounds of live ammunition. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Okay, it's a weather with Grant Wayman. We're going to have another day of near record-breaking heat before a storm rolls in to cool us off and bring a little bit of rain Friday into Saturday.
Sunshine is expected on Sunday. The temperatures are going to stop below the average as we get to the weekend, so cooler air is coming, and then really pleasant weather to follow. Temperatures are going to hover around 80 for the first couple of days of next week, so a lot cooler than it's been.
Grant says we can expect a high today of 93 in Salt Lake City with a high tomorrow of 89.
Coming up on KSL, Saturday Night Live finds it's Joe Biden for this season.
And KSL traffic.
Just a tiny bit of construction-related slowing coming out of Ogden on I-15 near 31st Street, but it looks like it's already clearing up. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:05.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
Domestic violence has been up. Why would reportings be down?
It has to do with the fact that kids have not been in school.
David Duchanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When you advertise on KSL News Radio, loyalty, listeners, and results go hand in hand. Just ask Richard Borgett of Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George.
We've always known that when we have a big event that we use KSL because they'll always help us have success with big events. And this last time we did an event, we did a live interview, and we had great success. We saw a lot more traffic in the store, and we saw great sales. So we were really happy with that.
With the events of the last few months, how has your business changed? And has your consistency in advertising helped?
It's certainly been a roller coaster, but we've been able to continue to get the word out, and we've had people still be able to come in and been able to hang on and keep our business going. And KSL's helped us to be able to stay afloat. So we're grateful for that.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811. That's 801-575-5811.
Well, if you're just waking up with us, first of all, thanks for doing that this morning. But we're keeping an eye on Riverton High School, closed today for a deep cleaning after some coronavirus cases there. We'll keep an eye on it with the help of our Mark Jackson.
For the first time, Salt Lake City's new Commission on Racial Equity in Policing is opening their meeting to the public. Commissioner Darlene McDonald says she was shocked by the police shooting of a 13-year-old boy with autism.
I don't even want to call this a mental health crisis because it wasn't a mental health crisis. This is a special needs young man.
McDonald says she wants to see police de-escalation policies extended. Lyndon Cameron was shot multiple times after his mother called police for help. He remains hospitalized.
The mayor of Provo has started a campaign in her city to take kindness deeper.
I'm trying to get across, especially in these times, that kindness is so much deeper than the surface actions that we perform.
Mayor Michelle Cafusi says doing things like taking out a neighbor's garbage or shoveling their driveway is kind, but another level of kindness is needed to connect with adults coping in the pandemic. Cafusi says 1 in 3 today suffer from depression or anxiety, unlike a year and a half ago when it was 1 in 10. She says Provo kindness is meant to offer strategies.
Engage it in your family, just starting in your own home, and then bridging out into the neighborhoods, and then even bigger out into the community.
Connect at provokindness.org and on their Facebook page. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Saturday Night Live has found someone to play Joe Biden this season.
Let me show you something.
Late night sketch comedy made Jim Carrey a star on In Living Color. Now he's taking his talents to Saturday Night Live, where he'll be playing Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. SNL executive producer Lorne Michaels tells Vulture that Carrey will play the role for all of season 46. Biden has previously been played by other guest actors, SNL veteran Jason Sudeikis and Woody Harrelson. The new season of Saturday Night Live kicks off from its studio in Manhattan, October 3rd. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I can see it.
I can see it, too. And it'll be fun just to have Jim Carrey back.
Yeah.
And Saturday Night Live always finds a way to, you know, help us find humor in some of the madness that's going on around us.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that.
So we'll look forward to Saturday Night Live's return. It is 5:09. Time for us to see how the roads are doing to get this morning started. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty well so far, and I'm looking at pretty nice road conditions. Wrapping up the road work in Ogden, so near 31st Street, you'll see just a little bit of slowing in the right lane as you get on the freeway, and then it quickly gets to the speed limit. Haven't seen any delays through Utah County yet this morning. The construction in Lehigh moving well right now, and all clear on the city streets around Salt Lake County. No crashes to report. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's check those temperatures for today and head over to you, Grant.
That's going to be another warm day here along the Wasatch Front with a lot of sunshine, a little smoky out there again. 93 is the high. And then we say goodbye to the 90s. 89, well, we'll be closed tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies. And the winds start to pick up tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see where we start the morning. I think it's pretty close to where we were yesterday, 59 degrees.
Boy, folks are getting into, Pensacola, Florida, and parts in that area to see what kind of damage Hurricane Sally did. We'll get an update from Rob Marciano, who is in the area of Pensacola, and see what happened now that the hurricane has moved on. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there. It's coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with us here on a Thursday. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send the thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey. Where do you want it to be?
Well, Roger,
yeah.
I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, you know, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
If you don't have a living trust in the state of Utah, everything you own, including your house, bank accounts, investments, everything, could be tied up in courts for a year, maybe even longer. It could cost your estate tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees and potentially get double taxed by the government. But you could avoid this by getting a free estate planning review from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, call to schedule this free review now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. Be remembered as someone who left a legacy, not a mess. To get your free estate planning review, call 801-682-4448.
This review is for information purposes only. Consult with a licensed attorney.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah school kids are accessing adult content on school computers, and now lawmakers want to fix the problem. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, one person is dead following a crash on U.S. 89 at Crestwood Road in Kaysville. Investigators say two motorcycle riders were traveling southbound when the driver of a car made a left turn directly in front of them.
Third, let's see what's happening on the roads to get this morning started. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Well, traffic looking good on I-15 right now through Salt Lake County. Up in Davis County, all good, but had a little bit of delay coming south out of Ogden on I-15 near 31st Street. Looks like that, though, is back to the speed limit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Heating up to 93 today and lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
59 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Holding up a face mask during a Senate hearing on Wednesday, CDC Director Robert Redfield said,
"Face masks, these face masks are the most important, powerful public health tool we have. And I will continue to appeal for all Americans, all individuals in our country, to embrace these face coverings."
But that comment drew a rebuke from President Trump, who called the masks a mixed bag. And ABC's Andrew Dimbert says there was another public contradiction on display.
While testifying under oath, Redfield told lawmakers not to expect mass distribution of a vaccine to the general public until next spring.
"I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter 2021.
Hours later, the president publicly refuting Redfield, claiming the head of the CDC is wrong, saying the government can start giving a vaccine as early as October.
Attorney General William Barr, during comments at Hillsdale College in Michigan, said the Black Lives Matter movement is not interested in black lives. They're interested in props. He said it's usually fewer than a dozen black people killed by police each year. California Governor Gavin Newsom says thanks to an influx of fire engines from across the country and cooler weather, crews are making progress on that state's wildfires. And Penguin Random House announced the 768-page first volume of Barack Obama's presidential memoirs titled A Promised Land, out November 17th. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, time for the KSL In-Depth. Emergency responders are getting a good look this morning at the damage left behind by winds and flooding from Hurricane Sally.
ABC's Rob Marciano has more from Pensacola, Florida.
This morning, residents in Hurricane Sally's wake picking up the pieces. The mayor of Orange Beach, Alabama, reporting one death due to the storm. Officials saying another person is missing. Sally made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane, leaving behind extensive damage. Winds clocking over 105 miles per hour, sweeping across the Gulf Coast.
The house was shaking. The winds were high. It was whistling like I've never heard anything before.
In Florida, nearly 600 search and rescue missions have been conducted in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. In Pensacola, a storm surge of more than 5.5 feet lifting this barge up and dumping into a backyard.
Several construction barges breaking loose. This one with heavy equipment and other building materials actually running aground here in Pensacola and nearly being thrown up onto this sidewalk.
One barge slamming into the Pensacola Bay Bridge early Wednesday morning, smashing away the road surface. In Gulf Shores, Alabama, this marina torn apart. Boats flipped over and strewn about. Powerful winds toppling over this church steeple. Drone footage capturing the back of this 10-story apartment building, ripped to shreds, leaving the insides exposed. Flooding streets looking like rivers, the dark waters concealing hidden dangers.
Y'all, look at that alligator that is right outside the window. He is going into the neighbor's driveway.
This bridge washed out, the road split in half as water runs through it.
We saw those big barges broken loose. There's a smaller vessel completely sunk. The bridge that barge damaged, that is shut down. They've installed a curfew from dusk to dawn for the next couple of days because they're not quite sure when power is going to be restored. It will be a slow recovery here across the Florida Panhandle after a quick ramp up as they had a hustle to prepare for Hurricane Sally.
Now, Tropical Depression Sally, I'm just looking at the National Weather Service, their webpage there, moving through South Carolina and North Carolina into Virginia with rainfall between 4 to 6 inches in some places there, Tim.
Yeah, and they're talking about it still moving 3 miles an hour, which, to put that into perspective, is about as fast as most people walk.
Right.
And dumping rain the entire time it's moving along. There were so many stories yesterday and pictures of what was happening, not just in Pensacola, but some other places. But There was a replica of a Christopher Columbus ship that was docked at the waterfront there that's missing. They don't know where it ended up. And a fishing pier, a pretty large section of a fishing pier at Alabama's Gulf State Park, on the day the ribbon cutting was to take place, a $2.4 million renovation was damaged and torn out. So,
and to give you a perspective of how big the storm is, on this radar map, it covers the entire state of South and North Carolina right now.
Yeah. Well, we were
both states.
We were talking with Jim Ryan yesterday, and I mentioned the eye of that storm was hitting right at the Alabama border with Florida. My kid's grandmother lives in Tampa, which is clear down the coastline of Florida, and they had rain for three straight days before this storm came ashore. So it is a big one, and the remnants of Sally, as you mentioned, now headed into South Carolina. We'll keep an eye on it with the help of ABC. Matter of fact, Jim Ryan, I think, is scheduled to check in with us later this morning on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
519 now. Let's get an early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And good morning to you. How's it going, Andy?
Amanda, it's doing pretty well. Freeway I-15 all clear now south out of Ogden into downtown. 30-minute travel time. So far, the construction in Utah County up in the Lehigh stretch has yet to affect anybody. Bangor Highway, though, moving fairly well now from Riverton all the way to the airport as we start things off this morning. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans. From aerial inspections and training to generator service, Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. A quick peek at the seven-day forecast shows things haven't changed much from what we were talking about yesterday.
Sunshine, smoky skies out there with a high of 93. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. It'll be breezy, high of 89, and then it cools down for the weekend. 76 on Saturday, and we've got rain coming late Friday night into the first part of Saturday, so look out for that. A lot of sunshine on Sunday, though. 78, 82 the high on Monday with a lot of sunshine. A pleasant Tuesday, the first day of fall. 83 the high, partly cloudy. And then 84 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And let's take a look right now. 59 degrees. I thought this was interesting based on the testimony of CDC Director Robert Redfield when he talked to lawmakers yesterday. And he said the face mask is the most powerful public health tool against the coronavirus. He said we have clear scientific evidence that they work, that they are our best defense. I might even go so far to say that the face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take the COVID vaccine.
And that line is what got everybody's attention yesterday and has now led to questions. If it's that effective, why can't we get 50,000 people with masks on to go to a sporting event? Or why can't we get large crowds of several hundred people as long as they have masks on, if they're as effective as the vaccine? Which I think is a fair question to ask on the heels of a statement like that.
Or why can't we get a mandatory mask requirement if they're that effective?
Yeah.
He says, if I don't get an immune response, the vaccine's not going to protect me, but the face mask will. The coronavirus can spread when someone coughs, sneezes, or talks by someone else. A mask covers your nose and mouth to stop the amount of droplets that escape. Masks are especially important when you can't be 6 feet away from someone else.
Yeah. It has spawned a lot of questions on the backside of it.
Especially when people are only 45% of people are going to get the vaccine.
Yeah. And the vaccine isn't going to be 100% effective.
Right.
We don't know what the effectiveness of the vaccine
is going
to be.
So why not require the mask?
On the heels of all of that, yesterday, Dr. Fauci, who we love to quote, was saying that he says COVID-19 can be removed as a public health threat. With good, strong public health measures and a degree of normality might return next year, 2021. So, yeah.
Cross your fingers.
There's some light at the end of that tunnel. Just keep your mask on this morning.
Right.
Speaking of masks, I saw an interview yesterday with, I think it was the CEO, may have just been a spokesman for 3M. And they're talking about another shortage of masks right now. And Sean Michael Lyle's going to go off the radar on that coming up in just a minute. Plus, we'll check money news. Futures were struggling a little bit the last time I checked, but we'll do all of that coming up next on KSL.
there. Take a moment to show a veteran you care. September is Suicide Prevention Month. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA in Salt Lake City. In this week's Upholding Valor, suicide prevention and the importance of watching out for our veterans. A kind word or an extra moment to really listen can make all the difference, especially now during the COVID-19 pandemic. Isolation can be especially difficult on veterans. Reach out, ask questions, be there for America's heroes. To hear real veteran recovery stories and learn more about resources available, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
A shortage of masks has returned, evidently, and we want to get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, yes, you should wear a mask, but some parts of California and Oregon are seeing shortages, especially of the better N95 masks. Now, it's not just coronavirus, it's wildfire smoke sending people scrambling to buy the surgical quality masks. Dr. John Balmes tells KGW in Portland, both crises affect the respiratory system.
So we're very worried about the nexus right now between the pandemic and wildfire smoke, especially the kind of smoke that Northern California and Oregon are getting, where it's really high and day after day.
Both situations call for wearing masks, doubling down on the demand and causing that shortage. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Raytheon Technologies, which makes jet engines and military equipment, says they are going to cut 15,000 jobs. The company is trying to reduce costs by $2 billion.
Sony says the new PlayStation 5 will launch on November 12th and cost $500. Sony says the new consoles have faster load times, souped-up graphics, and some new games for you.
Do you miss traveling on an airplane? Qantas Airlines says enough people do that they created a joy flight that just flies around Australia, giving passengers a great view of the country's scenic locations. The flight sold out all 149 seats in less than 10 minutes.
Just to fly around and then come back and land in the same spot. Let's see what's happening on the markets. I mentioned they were struggling a little bit this morning. The Dow is off 230 points, about 0.75%. The S&P is down 37. The NASDAQ is off by 154 points this morning. Gold, by the way, also down about $20 an ounce.
Let's see if there are any problems out there on your drive into work or school this morning. We'll do that next on Utah's Morning News.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
With COVID-19, teachers have more on their plates than ever. To help fulfill the state requirements for health education, Select Health created B3, Brain Body Boost. This free program helps 4th, 5th, and 6th grade teachers bring health and physical activity into the classroom with fun lessons, activities, and more. Plus, teachers earn school supplies for participating. Get started today at b3kids.com. That's b3kids.com. Brain, body, boost. Powered by Select Health.
Take control of your financial future at the virtual Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 9th. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. That's womeninthemoney.org.
KSL News Time, 529. It's time to head back over to the traffic center and get a look. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And here's Andy Farnsworth.
And so far, we're doing okay through Salt Lake County. I-15, yet to see any delays into or out of Salt Lake City. I-80, a little bit heavy for traffic heading up over Parley Summit at the moment. No issues on your drive from Ogden to downtown, which should only take you about 30 minutes. There is a tiny bit of construction delay, though, right at the mouth of Spanish Fork Canyon on Highway 6 as you pass the windmills. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out more about those temperatures for today. And back over to you, Grant.
93 is high today with a lot of sunshine. Still smoky out there. The winds start to pick up tomorrow, though, with more cloud cover and a high of 89. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 59 degrees.
A little bit of construction-related delay on Highway 6 right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We start this half hour with a developing story in West Valley where one person was taken to the hospital after a confrontation between two groups of protesters.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, police are investigating the brief clash between two groups, which they say happened outside the West Valley City Police Department building last night. According to West Valley Police on Twitter, a protest organized by Black Lives Matter took place outside the department, and around 50 people assembled by about 6:30. Now, that number includes protesters as well as counter-protesters. Lieutenant Steve Burke with West Valley Police says about 45 minutes later, an altercation broke out.
Somebody had sprayed multiple people or a couple people with some sort of aerosol. And somebody may have brandished an electronic weapon or some sort of taser device.
One man was transported to the hospital after being sprayed with either pepper spray or mace. West Valley Police added on Twitter that at this time it does appear the suspect in the case will face multiple assault charges. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Layton police are looking for answers after the discovery of a woman's body in Kays Creek. Neighbor Bob Parrish says the area is attractive for crime.
It's very secluded back there. A lot of things can be done without being with the sight of the police or, you know, anybody in authority. I just don't like the riffraff.
The cause of death is under investigation, and police are asking for anyone with information to call them.
A Lehigh man has now been charged with attempted murder and other felonies for driving on a sidewalk and nearly hitting people over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, attempted murder, aggravated assault, and failing to stop for an officer for all this that happened on Saturday. A store on Main Street in American Fork was having a sidewalk sale. Police say Shane Johnson drove down that sidewalk, hitting tables and causing people to dive out of the way. The charging documents say one woman had to pull two girls out of the way as the Jeep Cherokee hit the table the girls were looking at. Then that car kept going, running a red light, swerving back and forth, almost hitting up to six other cars. Police stopped him with a pit maneuver. They say Johnson has a lengthy criminal history and mental health problems. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah's kids are still finding explicit material on school computers, and lawmakers want to do something about it. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports.
The Utah Education Network database is supposed to be a secure place where kids can look up something online safely. But Michelle Bolter, who sits on the Utah State School Board, says if someone uploads an explicit image, there's no filter to catch it.
We are selling the UEN as a safe place for children to do their research, and it's providing a false sense of security.
The UEN was temporarily suspended a couple of years ago for the same issue. Now lawmakers want to figure out what to do about this latest problem, including possibly heavy penalties for the company that runs it. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Sally is no longer a hurricane, but still packs a punch. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, one person is dead, one missing in Orange Beach, Alabama. The only loss of life yet linked to Hurricane Sally. The mayor tells WSFA about the flooding.
With the bay backed up from the storm surge, there was nowhere for the
rainwater runoff to go.
Sally's now a tropical depression moving slowly across South Alabama. Smoke is now the major issue from West Coast wildfires as air quality becomes hazardous. Dan Miller of NOAA says weather won't end the fires anytime soon.
Even if we got a lot of rain tomorrow across the entire West Coast, it wouldn't be like flipping a light switch and they would all go away.
36 people have died in the fires in California and Oregon, one in Washington. Broward County Deputy Josh Stambaugh has gotten his old job back after being fired for his response during the Parkland, Florida shooting in 2018. An arbitrator ruled the sheriff fired him 13 days beyond a deadline. Stambaugh will be given back pay. And Customs and Border Protection reporting drug seizures are up 1,000% along the U.S.-Canada border this year. They say legalization of marijuana in Canada is one reason. Increased scrutiny because of the closed border due to coronavirus, another. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A new poll finds Utahns overwhelmingly support President Trump over Joe Biden in the upcoming election, 53% to 35%. The Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll also finds 56% of Utahns feel like they are better off since 2016. In an interesting twist, however, a less than half believe the country as a whole is better off.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. We're looking at a high of 93 today in Salt Lake City. That's only a couple of degrees off the record for this date. Then we can expect an overnight low of 59 tonight before climbing back into the upper 80s for tomorrow.
Well, we've upped our chances of rain showers here with this next system coming in. So I know it's the weekend, but we could definitely use the rain. It looks like we got a good chance of it coming our way. Beginning late Friday night into Saturday as this front arrives and cools us off and again brings in some showers for the first part of our weekend.
After that, Grant says we can expect lots of sunshine for Sunday and the first part of next week.
Coming up on KSL, Senator Mike Lee talks about grilling Google in an antitrust hearing.
And KSL traffic.
Traffic moving well on I-15 right now in both directions between Ogden and Provo. A little bit of construction-related slowing in Spanish Fort Canyon, though. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
Think you know the story? Think again.
We're not seeing real debates in front of the American people. Both sides. What are you afraid of?
Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources. 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Ciao, Mr. World here, on the world's most scenic road trip. Oh, the views are superb, magnifico. You know, kind of like the designer styles at Eyeglass World. Yeah, they got hundreds of designer styles for hundreds less. And their same-day service? Mwah! Bellissimo!
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
This pattern report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Why are people rushing to get a living trust in Utah? Because if you only have a will when you pass away, it could be a one-way ticket to probate court. Everything you own, including your house, bank accounts, investments, everything, could be tied up in probate court for years. And it could cost your estate tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. But you could avoid this by getting a free estate planning review from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, call to schedule your free review now at 801-682-4448. Be remembered as someone who left a legacy, not a mess. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
This review is for information purposes only. Consult with a licensed attorney.
Thanks for joining us this morning. The Layton police looking for answers after the discovery of a woman's body in Kays Creek, and they're asking for anyone out there with any information to call them. We'll keep an eye on that story for you throughout the morning.
Senator Mike Lee says he's very pleased with this week's hearing on Google's possible violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. He says he and other subcommittee members asked tough questions and had a mostly productive discussion.
Senator Lee believes Google shows a bias to conservatives, and he talked about it more on Fox and Friends this morning.
Sure, they're free to do what they want. Sure, they're free even to be a monopoly if they want. But what they cannot do is to be a monopoly and then maintain that monopoly by engaging in anti-competitive competitive behavior. The bias against conservatives is analytically distinct from the question of whether they're engaging in a violation of Section 2 of the Sherman Act. It is, however, potentially reflective of how someone acts as a monopolist. In other words, you wouldn't go out if you had a restaurant or if you had an auto service business of some sort and say, I'm going to serve only Republicans and not Democrats, or I'm going to serve Democrats, but I'm going to be rude to my Republican customers. You wouldn't do that unless you believed that your customers couldn't go anywhere else. That's what we're looking into with Google.
So what were your big takeaways?
One of the takeaways was that the Google executive who testified, we had a great discussion, we learned a lot, and yet there were a number of questions that he failed to answer. I'm going to look into getting him to answer those questions through writing in the next few days, because the fact of the matter is, if they can't tell us who their major competitors are and what market share they have, that by itself is a problem. If they can't tell us why certain things aren't technologically right. possible in order to allow them to compete effectively in the marketplace, that too is a problem.
That's Senator Mike Lee, and a story that's not going to go away anytime soon. There's a broader question about social media in general with all of the big Facebook, Twitter, Google, and you can expect to hear much more about this at the national level in Washington as well. We'll keep an eye on it too.
When you're a verb, you might just be a monopoly.
That's a good point.
5:39, let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we're seeing a little bit of slowing in Lehigh right now, southbound I-15. It looks like traffic, Highway Patrol doing that slowdown to allow traffic to move, Highway Patrol doing the slowdown to allow construction workers to move the barrels out of traffic. And that's what we're seeing right now. The only delay I see between Provo and Salt Lake is that little bit of southbound delay near SR-92. Looking good northbound and southbound through Davis and Weber County. And we have a little bit of construction-related delay at the mouth of Spanish Fork Canyon on Highway 6. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Another hot day. Might be the last of them, however, coming for this afternoon.
93 is high today with all the sunshine and smoky out there. A front starts to come in tomorrow, so clouding up. 89 high tomorrow, partly cloudy and becoming windy tomorrow afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 59 downtown.
Many police departments around the country feel a little overstretched as we head into election season, and they're a little nervous that things might heat up. We'll have more on that with the crime and terrorism expert Brad Garrett just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate.
Happy birthday.
Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
For nearly a decade, Universal Men's Clinic has specialized in treating ED and low testosterone with customized treatment programs that deliver a high success rate. For your convenience, we now offer telemedicine appointments. You can now safely and easily connect with our medical team anywhere you have internet access. We are confident we can medically improve your ED or low testosterone, or we will refund your money. Universal Men's Clinic remains committed to serving as your trusted medical partner, and you can be confident in making us your first option for ED and low testosterone treatment. It's guaranteed. Choose an in-person or telemedicine consultation to receive our renowned personalized medical care. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com. Universal Men's Clinic. Convenient, affordable, and guaranteed.
Hi, ever wonder what it's like to face a 350-pound lineman who wants to smash you into the ground? I know what that feels like. Scott Mitchell here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Helmets Off, where I talk about the pressures of being an NFL quarterback and some of the other pressures pro athletes face when the helmet is off. It's a podcast, and you can get it free on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and on the KSL News Radio app.
Want to say thank you to those of you that have already taken the time to reach out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Thanks for joining the conversation this morning on Utah's Morning News. That number to call, of course, is 57500. KSL News Time, 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Riverton High School is closed today after 17 students and faculty tested positive for COVID-19. The school will reopen tomorrow with online-only classes.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power is down to only 150 total outages after last week's windstorm. The utility says most of the remaining outages are because of damage to individual buildings.
Third, let's see how the roads are doing, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
Traffic on I-15, back to the speed limit in Lehigh, looking good into the canyons right now. A little bit slow at the railroad tracks, though, 5600 west and 800 south. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Heating up to 93 today and lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 59 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
CDC Director Robert Redfield said Wednesday that a face mask is the most important, most effective public health tool there is in fighting COVID-19, and President Trump later disagreed. ABC Cecilia Vega in Washington says that was not the only public disagreement between the two.
The President of the United States flatly contradicting his own CDC director over exactly when Americans will get a vaccine. The President insisting it could be as soon as next month. But the CDC director testified under oath on Capitol Hill the earliest most people would get it would be mid to late next year.
New FEMA documents obtained by ABC show the rate of new infections declined slightly in the last week, but the death rate from COVID-19 was up sharply by 16.6%. Weekly unemployment numbers due out this morning, economists predicting a number of about 850,000 people. Alabama, Georgia, and Florida still seeing torrential rain from what is now Tropical Depression Sally. There have been thousands of high water rescues conducted. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Many police agencies across the country say they're already overstretched as we head toward a very contentious election.
Joining us live is ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Does law enforcement have a plan? I would hope they do, Brad, in case things go the wrong way here.
Well, you know, a plan becomes relative, Amanda, depending on what manpower you have available. Have you had active riots in a particular city or county where you may be down on the number of police officers? Morale is particularly bad in certain departments. So I think the answer is generally yes, but probably with some limitations. And I think that's one of the many concerns as we move to November 3rd and beyond.
Boy, and this would be difficult in any situation, but with all of the online posts and anti-police language that's going on out there, you mentioned that it's increased over 1,000%. It almost makes the job sound impossible to me.
And I'll tell you, it's creating problems for police chiefs in recruiting people to become police officers. I mean, it's just not a conversation that a few years ago we would even have. I mean, some departments were down, but by and large, people are attracted to the profession. This is not the case, clearly, as it was maybe 3, 4, or 5 years ago.
I mean, we've, prided ourselves as Americans on the peaceful transition of power. Can we do that again this year, even though it's been a difficult few months?
In my view, it's not likely. And the reason why is that each side is so dug in as to, and they're almost treating this like we're in the middle of a war. And whoever loses, you know, the president's basically saying the country will fall into anarchy if he's not in charge. And his followers, ardent followers, I think, believe that. And so that any sort of signs that the Vice President Biden has won creates a real issue for them that, you know, we're just going to fall apart. And other things that absolutely aren't true, actually on both sides, the right and the left both throw out stuff about the president and the vice president, Biden, that just aren't true, to incite people. We really dehumanized each other is really the sad fact, and that's a tough thing to overcome.
Well, and the president has called into question the validity of a vote with the online thing that has raised some questions. Joe Biden is quoted on many occasions talking about the fact that he's afraid Trump might steal or cheat to win the election. So where does this where does the counter messaging come from, I guess, when you have even networks that have chosen sides here? Where does it come from?
Well, I think it comes from people deciding exactly what they want. In other words, they see, let's use President Trump for an example. They see what he represents is very clear. It's very black and white. You know, I'll make jobs better. I'll make the country better. I'll cut off, you know, certain aspects of relationships with China, fill in the blank. And in their world, wherever that might be, that all sounds great. He, of course, breaks it down to such simplicity, which is obviously not accurate. But that's so we've sort of chosen sides, and I think what's going to happen is that it will be contested. I think you'll see shenanigans with mail-in votes, maybe not getting counted in certain places, or all sorts of things. You're going to see lawsuits. Now, let's say, for example, by the end of November 3rd, it looks like initially the president has won. He will declare victory, and that may or may not even be true at the end of the day. But his people then will decide that anything beyond that then is an attempt to not legitimately give him back his job.
I you know, my prayer is that Americans, as that we unify and respect the process, whoever is elected on November 3rd.
And I think that probably people, Amanda, you associate with him, does, I do, will not like the outcome, whatever it might be, but they'll just go on because that's what we do, right? I mean, every election, even the local elections, people get elected that we're not wild about, but you work with it and you go on. And, you know, we've decided, I guess, at this point that we're not going to work together. It's either my way or the highway. And that always gets you in trouble.
I hope that's not the case. But I appreciate your input, Brad, and I hope for a peaceful acceptance of the will of the people. That's what democracy and a republic is. And hopefully, Tim, maybe you and I can contribute to peace by having conversations that are calming and respectful in this regard. Thank you, Brad. As always, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
All right, let's see how things are doing on the roads out there at 549. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And for that, of course, we go to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, we got a train backing traffic up on 56 West at 800 South again this morning. We got traffic on I-15. That looks good for now. I think they finished up the road work, or at least the overnight lane restrictions in Lehigh. They did a slowdown for a few minutes. It's clear now, north and south on I-15 between Lehigh, Maine, and Point of the Mountain. And if you're heading into the canyon, get out from behind those semis in the right lane. You should be able to get to Park City in the minimum travel time as well. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we've got some changes in the 7-day weather forecast. Let's find out more. Back over to you, Grant.
Another hot day out there with sunshine and smoky conditions. The high at 93. Tomorrow, 89, becoming windy in the afternoon with more cloud cover tomorrow afternoon as well. And then it cools for the weekend. Rain's coming in late Friday into Saturday and cooling off as well with high of 76. A lot of sunshine on Sunday, 78. Really nice after that. Sunshine on Monday, 82. 83, partly cloudy skies on Tuesday, and then sunshine 84 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 59 downtown.
Coming up, we'll check your money news and see if the futures markets are still down a bit this morning. And we'll also have another look at traffic and weather just before we take you to the next hour, coming up at 6 o'clock. Stay right there.
A cancer diagnosis is a life-changing moment for you. Before it are thousands of other experiences. Joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings. Years spent planning. Years spent building a beautiful life. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're ready for the moment things change. We've experienced joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings, years spent planning, and years spent building the best team of cancer experts. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
So tell me, Steve, why do you think you're the right person for this job?
Well, I'm unreliable, I have difficulty making decisions, and I'm terrible with people.
Okay.
Oh, and I have chronic halitosis.
Looking to hire the right person? List your opening on KSL Jobs to find local candidates that are actually qualified. We'll even give you one free listing with promo code KSL Jobs Radio. Visit jobs.ksl.com and use KSL Jobs Radio for your free listing.
Early on at Whipple Service Champions, I bought 6 plumbing vans for an average of $2,000 each. What a bargain. But it wasn't. I apologize to those poor technicians that had to drive those broken down vans and to the customers who had to wait while we waited for tow trucks and mechanics. After that, I bought 5-year-old fleet trucks. Now I know why they sell their trucks at 5 years and why I should never buy them. I've learned this about furnaces, ACs, and water heaters too. If they are 15 or 20 years old, they're not going to be reliable. At Whipple Service Champions, you can have reliable and get over $2,000 off a high-efficiency furnace and AC or a new water heater at this year's best prices. Each comes with a reliable 10 years parts and labor warranty. Only from Whipple, Utah's best of state company, 9 times in 9 years. Whipple Service Champions, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. 10 years parts and labor.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Did you spend a lot more than normal doing back-to-school shopping this year? A survey found the average family spent $790 this year. And if you're asking why so much, many schools are doing at least some school work online, and a lot of families purchased laptops, desks, and headphones.
KSL Drives, Cadillac is telling their dealers they'll need to spend around $200,000 to get ready for electric vehicles. The showrooms will need chargers, and staff members will need to be trained before the first Cadillac EV arrives in late 2022.
We hear a lot about the possible ban on TikTok, but the White House is also looking to ban the WeChat app, which is one of the most used messaging apps around the world. The government says their ban won't target people who already downloaded and use that app.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment and see what the futures markets are doing. They are mixed right now. Dow futures up 315. That's 1.1%. The S&P futures up 19.2. That's 0.5%. But the NASDAQ futures are down 9.9. That's less than 0.1%.
Coming up, we'll get that look at traffic and weather together. Check back in with Andy right around the corner.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything-in-its-place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan, then get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up To Cancer is a division of EIF.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sandbag. A doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
After months of waiting, this week, a bonus episode of the Worldwide KSL Podcast, Cold.
There's a reason why police keep these kinds of documents so secret. It's such an invasion of privacy. And yet when we hear what they're saying... Oh.
Cold, an exclusive production of KSL Podcasts, explores the life and disappearance of Susan Powell and the fate of her children and husband, Josh Powell. Download now everywhere you find podcasts and on the KSL News Radio app.
KSL News Time is 5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
And we've got a little bit of delay over on 56 West. People waiting for the train to cross the road. Unfortunately, it's not slow. It's at a dead stop. You can take California Avenue over to Bangor if you're in a big hurry. Looking at I-15, speed's good. Ogden to Salt Lake, and yet to see any delays between Draper and downtown either. And it looks like the construction-related delays are gone from the mouth of Spanish Fork Canyon. UDOT Construction Alert, plan for overnight closures of southbound I-15 in Riverdale this weekend. Southbound I-15 will close from I-84 to Riverdale Road this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night for pavement maintenance. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
One more 90-degree day, and it's possible that that'll be the last one of the year. We'll fall to 89, not far off of 90, of course. But storm for the weekend really cools things off, and then we settle back to more normal-like temperatures in the mid-80s. That chance of precipitation Saturday, by the way, has jumped all the way to 60%, so it looks like we're going to get wet.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6 o'clock.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.